This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Dumb, dumb, young, young, dumb.
21.
Young, dumb, young, dumb, dumb.
21.
Young, dumb, young, young, dumb.
21.
Young, dumb.
21.
Hello, everybody. It's Joey. Welcome back to a podcast called Young, Dumb, and 21. Today, we're going to be talking about, I don't really know. I'm sitting here alone today. I don't really have anyone with me. And it's a rainy day, and I have my Nespresso. I went there, and they're discontinuing my favorite flavor. So, like anybody else, I got like 20 packets of it. And I don't even know, like, if I don't really like the taste of coffee. And that kind of segues into what I'm going to talk about, because it's just not that good. Like, let's be real. I don't know. It kind of tastes like pee, just like beer. Like, nobody really likes beer, but everybody freaking drinks it. It's kind of wild. I don't know. And it's just like, I've been addicted to coffee, which is something I don't really like. And it's gotten me addicted to something I hate. And that's very easy to do, and a lot of people don't even think it can be done, but it can be. I'm going to have a sip. Tastes pretty good. So today it's a rainy day, and I'm sitting here, and I'm alone on this one, because I have some thoughts, and I don't even know how to even, like, say them. I really don't, and I'm sharing this struggle with you guys. Okay, that was my friends messaging me. I'm sharing the struggle with you guys because, like, I don't understand. I don't. So to cut the long story short, I don't want this to be a long podcast. Girls are so confusing. Oh my goodness. It's tough, yo. My mom has always told me that women are evil, and they so are. They're so evil. But it's cute. I don't know. I'm sitting here just very confused on necessarily what's wrong and what's right in the situation that I'm in, and I don't want to share too much of the situation that I'm in because it's kind of personal. But, and don't worry, when I say what's wrong, what's right, and what's wrong, it's nothing like, okay, it's nothing bad. It sounds like so bad. I didn't really think about saying it. But, yeah, I'm just going to go to Twitter and I'm going to see what you guys recommended me to talk about. And then I'll kind of, like, intervene with the topic that I want. Because I don't really know how to say it yet without saying it too personally. I'm just very confused. The topic is basically being led on and deciding when is it right for you to say no and stuff like that. So somebody asked me what makes me happy on a rainy day. So today's a rainy day, and a lot of people are like me, and they get kind of like, it's kind of like seasonal depression, but with rain. And I get that, especially if you live on the East Coast, it's really, really bad. And it's just, it's a tough thing to do. It's a tough thing to deal with.
And I recommend, honestly, just hanging out with friends, being physically active, even if it's indoors, or I do a 100 push-up challenge every day, or I try to. And basically you just do like, do 20 push-ups every now and then. Like, be like, oh, I feel like my blood's not flowing. Get down and do some push-ups, or like sit-ups or squats or whatever you want to do. I know the girls like the squats, but it's kind of a hard thing to do. I got a new mic, guys. I don't know if you guys can tell, but I think it's unreal. I think it's wild. It's so pretty. And I think it works well. So let me know. Like, you have to tweet me, because I don't know if you guys even like these podcasts anymore. I need to work on them harder, a lot harder. It's just, I'm not going to complain. I'm going to shut up because that's all I freaking do is complain, I feel like. But another thing I want to talk about is, so I am writing a book, and it's going to be called, I have no idea, because I am so indecisive. I've been writing this book for about 2 years. And the little story on it is that I started when I was at my lowest point. And then earlier this year in January, I was at my lowest point again. And I went back to this book. And it called me out. And it helped me. And that's when I knew I had to keep writing it, because it helped me. And the way I write is... the reason why it's taken so long is because the way I write is I'll write something down, and then in order for me to move on with the next piece is I have to like it. Like, I have to like the next one. So basically, I have to forget what I wrote so I can go back and see if I'm wowed, if that makes sense. And this is a quote from the book, just to like tease you guys a little bit. It's called, "It all seems easy, loving yourself, until someone you stop." Oh, fuck. I messed it up. I can't even read my own quote. "It all seems easy, loving yourself, until someone you love stops loving you." And that's something I never really understood until this year. You know, it's the times when you wake up and there's no text, and you know that other person is waking up and living their day, and they're going, and it's so selfish to think about like this, but they're waking up and they're going throughout their day without you. And that's a tough thing to keep waking up to. And it's a constant thing. And that's also another reason why girls are very confusing, because they'll text you later, but, it's hard, and don't let it play with your heart, especially when they text you later. It's a really tough thing, and that's when you're asking yourself, is this right? Is this wrong? Ooh, should I do this for myself? It's more of an inner question of, is this right? Is this wrong? It's not like a morality type thing. But really what I wanted to talk about is, I've been getting a lot of DMs saying that my account, like my Twitter, my Instagram, my YouTube, is so positive. Like, it radiates positivity, and it's such a happy place for people to go. And people don't understand what that means to me, because last year, or even like a couple months ago, before I made my big change into saying, hey, I'm gonna make this about me, I'm gonna make this for me, I only posted sad content because that's all I thought people wanted me to see. The artist Nash, or G Nash, he writes I Hate You, I Love You. He was so shocked to see the turnaround for his songs that are happy. He always thought that people only liked his sad stuff. And honestly, me too. And I've been really happy lately, even though I'm a little confused right now, but I've been really, really happy lately. And it's been received so well. And I'm so beyond thankful for it. Like, I know that's such a silly thing to be thankful for, is being happy. But, excuse me, just being accepted by your family. And I know this is a fan base, but your family, basically. It's really, really freaking nice. So thank you, guys. Truly. I don't really like coffee. I really don't. Like, it's so bad. But yeah, it's just been like, I've been through a long, hard road, and I'm still on that long, hard road, and I'm not done yet. But I'm telling you right now, it will be worth it at the end. I promise you. I promise you. Stay You is going to be the name or the phrase that's going to be in a household. Everyone's going to know it. I'm telling you right now, and I'm not saying it for fame reasons. I'm saying it because people are going to know, and people are going to need it, and people are going to thrive off of it. People are going to wake up every single day to Stay You. And I can't wait for that to happen. I really, really can't wait for that to happen. And I'm not going to stop until that happens. And I know I sound a little cocky. I'm never cocky. If we all know me, I'm the least competitive person. If you come up to me and you say, I'm going to beat you at basketball, I'll probably say okay, even though I can probably kick your ass. But like, I'm just not competitive, and I won't try. And I get sad. When somebody challenges me, I get sad. And I'm like, okay. And I don't want to play anymore. That's kind of why I've always played team games team sports growing up. Somebody the other day, this ticks me off like a lot. This made me this hit my heart. So growing up, I played every single sport, like you name it, I played it. And I started out playing hockey and basketball when I was 3 years old. Those were my two main sports. My dad was a massive basketball player, and I don't know, I'm Canadian, so we liked hockey. And then I played like swimming, lacrosse, a little bit of football, and just a bunch of stuff. Some soccer, like literally I can't even think of all the sports because I was a very sporty dude. And normally I can pick up any sport and pretty easily. That's just like one of the talents I have. And so growing up, I was decent at hockey. I was pretty good. And I broke everything, and that's when I couldn't play anymore, which kind of sucks. It did suck. It really sucked. And at 16, I had to choose between basketball and hockey, and I chose hockey. And so then I stopped playing sports about 4 years ago. I stopped playing everything because I felt like a failure, and I didn't want to pick up a hockey stick again. I didn't want to pick up anything. And it's a very tough thing to grasp from 3 years old to basically 18. Every single day, I like ate, slept, prayed, fucking, I don't know, thought about hockey every single moment of every single day. I could tell you what stick tape somebody uses in the NHL. I could tell you every single person's number in the NHL. I was insane. And it's like, I wasn't just watching it. I was playing it. I was living off of it. I was breathing it. And then when it gets taken away from you and the doctor says, hey, you can't play anymore, it's the hardest thing. And ever since that day, I kind of just stopped. And it's been like a fear of mine to keep going. And then basically what got me so mad recently or frustrated is that my friends are pretty athletic dudes. All my friends are pretty athletic. I have pretty, pretty fit friends, and we'll play a lot of sports and they'll play a lot of sports. I think I am top tier in a lot of sports, which this sounds like me bragging, but this is just why I'm confused and frustrated. And ever since like I broke my leg and I had all the concussions and it kept me from playing a lot of sports and being into like recreational sports and stuff like that, they don't think I can play any sports. Not because like I don't get invited to go golfing because they don't think I can golf. I golfed growing up. I worked on a golf course. That's like my second job. Like I know how to freaking golf. It's every hockey player knows how to freaking golf. And it's just, I don't know, it hit me. And then I was with somebody new the other day and she goes, so honestly, I can't picture you playing any sports. And I was like, God damn, that hurts so much. Like it's, I don't know, I'm seen more as this dainty feminine dude now, and not that that's a bad thing, but is that how I want to be perceived? No. And it's just, it's a hard thing to deal with. You know, you grow up playing all these sports, and then I'm here now, and people think, like, oh, watch out, he's going to break a nail picking up a hockey stick. And I'm like, what the f-? I hate people sometimes, yo. Some people just say the wrong things, and it's tough. Like, I try not to be, like, that person that, like, is so butthurt in 2018, especially with, like, even just, like, all of our genders, everything we have to, like, remember. And it's just a lot of stuff is changing. And I try not to be that person that's, like, quick to judge it all. But the other day, one of my friends, I think it was Jesus. I knew he wasn't doing it on purpose. And we talked about this in the last podcast, if you want to go listen to it. He called me skinny and lanky and skinny as heck. And it's being skinny is something I've always dealt with growing up. It's been a freaking ride, I'm telling you. Being anorexic, like, is not what I am. I said that wrong. I'm not anorexic, but I've been called it. Growing up, that's all I was called, was anorexic. And I was like, what? I eat way more than half the, like, people here. I get it. Yours just doesn't digest as quick or the right way. And, well, not the right way, but whatever. It digests a different way. And I just have a higher metabolism. But why are we labeling as me as anorexic? Just because I have a good digestive system, you know? It's just like, that irked me. And it's like, I've spent a long time right now trying to gain weight. I've been trying to gain weight for years, and it's like, it's not working. I'm trying to gain it in the proper way. Lately, I've been told a dirty bulk, and like, I can't do it. I can't eat fast food. I can't eat that kind of stuff. It's just, it's too gross for me. It makes me literally want to throw up. And the point is, like, just being called skinny and lanky, and it hurts so much. And I know that's, like, oh, everyone's gonna be like, oh, but, like, people who have a lot of weight, like, would love to be called skinny. And I'm like, well, okay, I'm not in that person's position. And I know my friend doesn't mean it in a bad way, and we've discussed it, but I'm just like, can you not say it? I hate when people say it. You know, I just grew up being called that, and I don't know, I get made fun of now, because if I'm at a beach, I like to take my shirt off, and I work very, very hard on my body. Like, I work extremely hard to keep it, like, the way I want to keep it. I'm not trying to be, like, this meathead dude with, like, muscles raging. I'm just trying to look like a normal human being, but has, like, a toned body, and that's the way I like it. But I constantly get made fun of, like, people are like, oh, he'd rather, like, take shirtless pictures than go to the gym. I'm like, you don't just get, like, a body just taking the pictures. You got to go to the gym first. And it just irks me, because then right after that, you're called, like, oh, my God, you're so skinny, blah, blah, blah. Or you can't lift this because you're so skinny. And I'm just like, oh. All my manhood has been, like, stripped of me recently, whether it's me painting a freaking fingernail or me not playing sports because of my head injuries, or me being skinny. It's just been, it's been a ride, and I just need to get this out. Not that I'm, like, thinking about it all day, every day, but it is something I think about every now and then, but I need to just get it out so I can get it off my chest. It's not something that, like, truly stresses me out every day. Like, I understand, I know it's okay to be a little feminine. I know it's okay to be a little bit of a girly boy and, what is it called, metrosexual, and, like, care about how you look. I'm okay with that. That does not bug me, like, the tiniest bit. But it just bugs me when the friends I grew up with, who I played sports with, who I kicked their ass in sports, are saying that I can't play because I'm a little bit too dainty. You know, it's a tough thing but it's nice to show them up when I get on the ice. Like, we'll go out and play hockey every now and then. And I get on the ice and I just kick their asses. It's like, it feels really, really good. And, I mean, I'm not saying it to, like, hate on them. They're very good hockey players and they're awesome. It's just, I love to prove people wrong. And I think everybody does. I just love it when I don't have to try to prove people wrong. Like, when I get on the ice, I don't really have to try, because it's just so natural to me, and it feels so freaking good. I love it. But yeah, oh, that's my friends messaging me again. But to round back off to the first point, I wanted to kind of keep it to last and see if I can think of some stuff to say. We're going to just, I'm going to try to address this in like more of a general way. Ladies, specifically ladies, but ladies and gentlemen, if you are seeing someone, if you are talking to someone from your past that you've seen, if you are just talking to anyone, don't lead someone on. Understand your boundaries. Understand where you are supposed to go. Understand where you're not supposed to go. And be verbal. Be vocal. Like, tell the person. Talk to the person. Don't just lead somebody on. Figure it out. There's constantly, I get constant DMs and messages being like, how do I know if this person likes me? How do I love some, how do I not love somebody because they don't love me back? And like tips on like loving someone when they don't love you. And it's like, talk. You need to communicate. And it's a tough thing to do. And I'm kind of being a hypocrite because I am literally complaining about being let on. And because I didn't talk, but I think I did. And I just didn't get the answers I wanted to be okay. And I'm really, really, really bad with guilt. I'm horrible with guilt. I grew up with just like my mom would be like, hey, do you want to take the dog for a walk? And I'd be like, no, I'm actually really tired. Can I stay in? And then she'll be like, I'll go alone. And I'd be like, oh, fuck. I guess I'm going to go now. And like, I'll go. And there's this one time, like, I really couldn't go. I was so sick, but she like guilt tripped me and I went and I literally threw up on the walk, but I kept walking literally just to make my mom happy. And I do that with a lot of people. Like even just like my last girlfriend, she knew and she used it all the time. If I didn't want to go out, she would be like, okay, well, okay. So I'll just go alone and like, I'll try to have some fun. I'll be like, God damn. And then I would go to like something I didn't want to go to, but like, that's just who I am. And I like being nice and I love saying yes. But it gets to a point where it's like, when are you supposed to say no? When is it okay to be like, I need a freaking break? And you need to, I think it's good. And it's, I guess people can call it being hard, playing hard to get, but I don't think it is. I think it's just playing yourself. And like, you have to love yourself before you can love anybody else. And I know that's a long, like, that's a quote that's like everybody says, but it's honestly so true. Hold on. Let me take a sip. I'm like dying here. It's honestly just really true that you need to love yourself. Because if you are constantly investing yourself into somebody else and you're not, no one's putting any investment into you, you're going to run out of money. You're going to run out of gas. You're going to run out of everything there is in you to keep going. And that's not okay. And I do that a lot. I invest way too much in the other person than I do in myself. And it's such a dangerous thing. And I'm really, really bad for it. And I need to work on it. I know. But I just love making somebody happy. And I love just treating somebody the way I think they should be treated and the way I think they deserve to be treated. But it gets to a point where it's just like, all right, are you being too nice for this person? And maybe I'm the one leading somebody on. But I think that's why being vocal and being verbal and communicating in a relationship or just even in a friendship, like I'm talking like total general here, because I even have friendships that are like that. And it's a really tough thing to deal with. And last night I just like I my friends really like me today. Last night I just like I had so much to deal with. I got in a little argument with Jesus, and I like I'm not trying to like put my personal life online, even though it already is. And then I just had like I had that situation where I was being let on, and it was just like, or not let on. I'm jumping to conclusions here just to like exaggerate and emphasize stuff just to make it like more interesting for the podcast. But it was just a lot to handle last night. And today I got asked to like go do something, and I literally told my friends, I was like, hey, I literally need a day. I need a little bit of just being alone. And my friends get very mad at me because I don't tell them a lot of things. Like if I even go on a date, I don't tell anyone. I don't tell anyone anything. If I'm sad, I don't tell anyone. If I'm everyone thinks I like put it on the internet when I'm sad, but I do that anyways. And that's to help you guys. That's not because I'm sad. And if I'm dealing with something, I don't tell anyone. And it's because for me, it's not anybody else's business. I'm here to help my friends. I'm not here to put the burden on them. I know they have a lot to deal with, so I'm going to deal with my own stuff. And that's just how I work. And my friends get really mad. They're like, you need to tell us things too. And I'm just like, I know you don't have the answer, because I know I do. And I deal with a lot of like different types of people. And I deal with a lot of people who come to me and ask me a lot of questions and ask me for advice. So when I give advice, I've heard a lot of questions, and I've heard a lot of answers. And I've kind of like heard a lot of scenarios, whether it's relationships, whether it's self-love, whether it's family. I've heard a lot of things, and it's just like, I know the answers for myself, actually. And when I tell people, they get hurt. You know, when I involve people in my life, they get hurt because they can't handle it. The book that I'm writing right now, I'm getting my friend to draw for it. And she was drawing, and she started crying. This book is a lot. This book will be an intense read. This book is going to make you think. It's going to make you feel. It's going to make you cry. If it doesn't make you cry, then you're not reading it right. And she called me, and she's like, Joey, are you, like, one, are you okay? And two, is, like, what is this about? And that's exactly what I wanted. But my friends can invest themselves too much into what I do and how I say things. Like when I put a like Instagram story up or a tweet and I have like a deep quote, it's not necessarily because I'm like talking about somebody. I just think it's like a really cool quote. And I'm so interested in sadness and depression and how people think and everything like that, that I talk about it a lot, and I love making quotes on it. I love like pulling someone's heart strings and like getting their tear ducts going. I think it's really awesome. And so just like, this is prime content. People don't understand that. Like with writing, this being like led on, this being confused with a friendship, this being sad sitting beside the rain, this being going through a breakup still, like there's a lot of content here. And I'm not using that to monetize. It's just like, I'm using this because this can help so many people, and I want to get it out there. I don't live life just to live it. I live it to experience it. I live it to live literally my best one and help people live theirs. I don't want, the whole reason why I do what I do is not for you to sit here and get inspired by me. The reason I do what I do is so you can sit here and then go inspire yourself. I don't want you to constantly think, oh, I need Joey. Oh, I need Joey for this. Oh, I need Joey's podcast. I need his videos. I want you to do it for yourself. And that's the biggest change I've made this year. I stopped wanting people to be so invested in my life, and I wanted them to be invested in theirs. And if they wanted to come watch a video, that's freaking great. And I love getting views. Everyone loves high stats. But at the end of the day, if I'm saving somebody's life and they're going to live their fucking best life, that's what I strive for. That's why I'm here. That's why I talk about these heavy topics. That's why I do what I do. And the people who support me, you guys are amazing. And I promise you, we're going to big places, and we're going places that no YouTuber has ever been. No social media person has ever been. Name another 22-year-old male doing what I do. Name a female. There's no one. I'm telling you right now, there's no one. I am the only one. And I'm not going to stop. And I won't stop. This is what I do. People ask me, what's next? I'm like and subscribe and you'll find out. I know what's next. I know my big plan. I know it all. But I'm not going to stop sharing certain parts of my life because I know they're going to help you guys. And if you're dealing with what I just talked about in this video, if you're being led on, or not video, or video, if you're watching on YouTube, but if you're listening on SoundCloud or iTunes, if you are being led on in a friendship, in a relationship, anything, understand it's okay to take a break. It's okay to say no sometimes. And you're not saying no to the person, you're saying no for yourself. You're saying, I need a break for myself. And that is okay. Understand, that is all right. it's okay to be okay, but it's also okay to be happy. You need to remind yourself of that. And if you find happiness in somebody else, you should find it in yourself too, because I promise you, if you're walking around and you wake up each and every day and you don't need anyone, you're going to be happy. If you wake up every day and it's almost convenient if somebody's there and you're there to make yourself happy, then you're going to be the freaking happiest person. That having somebody shouldn't be your life. And it's taken me a very long time because I'm a hopeless romantic. I love making somebody happy. I love dating people. I love it all. I love making somebody just so happy and just doing little things. I don't care how much money it costs. I don't care how much effort it takes. Like, I will do it. But you have to understand, you got to do it for yourself too. I went out and I bought this mic. This mic is like, it's a little expensive. But I did it for me. I did it for my work that I love fucking doing. And, you know, I could have spent this on, like, going to see somebody that I miss very much. But is that right to do? I don't know. But this feels freaking good that I'm able to sit here on the podcast that I've created using something that I work so hard to get. And it's just, sometimes you got to remind yourself why you're here and why you're doing what you do. And it takes a while. It takes a while to do that, but I hope you get there one day. And I think, ladies and gentlemen, that's it for today's podcast. If somebody led you on, don't let them. Oh, wow. My video literally always stops recording. It never keeps recording. So if you're watching on YouTube, I'm so sorry. But if you guys are listening, make sure you guys tweet me or Instagram me later, because I want to know feedback. I want to know what you guys want to hear. I want to know if you guys like the podcast. If you want Jesus on it full time, let me know, because I do like making these alone, but I love talking to somebody and having some fun. And if you guys want to recommend any podcast, let me know. But on July 13th, the This Is Love EP comes out. New Pastor merch is dropping. It's already dropped because this is going up on Sunday. It dropped last Friday. So you guys need to follow me on Instagram and Twitter and turn on my notifications, because you're going to miss it all if you don't. Truly. I'm not waiting. You guys are going to miss it all. But I love you guys very much. Thank you so much for listening. And don't worry. I am okay. Everybody always asks me, are you okay, Joey? I'm very much okay. I'm just getting through life just like anybody else. I just happen to be sharing mine while I do it. But anyways, stay you, stay beautiful, and I'll talk to you guys next week. Okay.